Hi, this is Shira Gluck, and I'm an art history major from Oberlin College's class of 2010. In 18th century France, it was common for wealthy people to decorate rooms in their homes with elaborate painting cycles. Paintings could be set into walls, ceilings, or doors. Louis Lagrenet's Midday and Sunset are over doors, which means exactly what it sounds like, paintings set above doorways in just such a room. Lagrenet often received commissions for this type of work. He was much sought after and completed many works for France's royalty and nobility. The most popular decorative motif for these types of rooms was to focus on one particular thematic or allegorical cycle. Examples of these allegorical cycles include the five senses, the arts and sciences, the planets and continents, and the seasons. Lagrenet's Midday and Sunset are one half of a cycle depicting the stages of the sun as it travels across the sky. Dawn, midday, sunset, and night. Little is known of dawn and night because they are in a private collection in France, but we do know that each painting has an alternate title which indicates the iconography depicted. Dawn is also called the rising of Aurora, who is the goddess of dawn. Midday is called Apollo dispersing the winds and storms. Sunset is Apollo in the bosom of Thetis. And night is the night covers with her veil the happy lovers. In each of these works, the scene is not a traditional story from mythology. Rather, it uses the figures from mythology to demonstrate the allegory. For example, at midday, the sun is high in the sky and clouds dissipate, leaving the atmosphere calm. Apollo is more than the god of the sun, he is the physical manifestation of it. Thus, Apollo sits on a cloud high in the sky with a bright circle of light that radiates from his head, while the winds, represented by the human figures on the right of the painting, move off to the side. In Sunset, Apollo and the sea nymph Thetis are seated in the waves. Just as Apollo represents the sun, Thetis represents the sea. So, as the setting sun sinks into the sea, so too does Apollo sink into the embrace of Thetis. It may seem unlikely that the image of Apollo would be such a popular decoration for the homes of France's elite. Monarchs commonly used imagery of gods to elevate the sense of their own authority. Therefore, one might expect images of Zeus, Ares, or Poseidon, gods with attributes of raw physical power. Apollo, on the other hand, is an effete god. He represents light and music and is depicted as soft, delicate, and often nearly androgynous. However, the French monarchs of the late 17th and 18th centuries also sought to portray themselves as refined and enlightened. Apollo embodies these things, but is still an all-powerful god. This image was so appealing that Louis XIV, who ruled France from 1643 to 1715, was often portrayed as Apollo, and even called himself the Sun King. More generally, classical imagery helped the French elite to align with what most Europeans saw as the height of cultural achievement, and associating with mythology lent them an element of mystique.